Audio Learn's college-level courses presents Meteorology. Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of meteorology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate course in meteorology. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we'll be covering: understanding the Earth's atmosphere, cooling and warming the Earth, daily fluctuations in temperature, humidity, clouds, and condensation, cloud formation and how precipitation happens, air pressure and how wind forms, circulation in the atmosphere, air masses, fronts, and middle latitude cyclones, weather forecasting, thunderstorms and tornadoes, hurricanes and other tropical weather phenomena, our global climate, air pollution, atmospheric optics, and how they affect the sky. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual, then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. Most people know what weather and seasons are all about. We know what to do in a blizzard warning or a hurricane watch. But do we know how these warnings are decided on, or even why we experience these fascinating and terrifying weather phenomena? This course will teach you enough about meteorology to know these things and much more. You may even be able to set up your own weather station or predict your regional weather for next week. The course will cover everything from sundogs to global warming and air pollution. You'll learn the science behind weather phenomena and should be able to apply this knowledge to fully understand why we have weather and how meteorologists make their predictions. You'll see that weather is very complex, with many factors going into whether you see a cloudy, windy, or sunny day. Let's dive into the science of weather or meteorology. Who knows? This might be your next career. The first chapter of the course talks about the Earth's atmosphere, starting with what it once looked like and how it has evolved over time. We talk about what's in the atmosphere and the air we breathe in today's time, as well as the different layers of the atmosphere from the Earth's surface to outer space. We will also discuss air pressure and air density as important baseline information you need to proceed in understanding meteorology. At the end of the chapter, you should understand the physical space where our weather originates. Chapter 2 looks at how the Earth and our atmosphere are warmed and cooled. Obviously, the sun plays a big role in how this planet stays warm, but there's more to it than that. We will talk about how heat gets transferred in the atmosphere, why we have seasonal and other variations in temperature, what the solstices and equinoxes are all about, and what do we mean by the greenhouse effect. There is a great deal of talk about this effect on our planet, but as you will learn, it is not a new phenomenon, and it is not an altogether bad thing for our planet to have, in moderation. Chapter 3 looks more carefully at daily and regional temperature changes. Temperature drives the weather, and is the thing most people talk about every day when discussing the weather. There are regional differences and altitude-related differences in temperature. These are related to much more than how much sun you get on a daily basis. Chapter 4 in the course is essentially the study of hydrology or water in the environment. Besides the temperature, you usually want to know what, if any, precipitation there is outside. This chapter introduces you to the processes leading to precipitation. You will learn what the different phase changes of water are called and what they look like in terms of the weather. After you read this chapter, you should gain a clearer understanding of why we have dew on the ground, foggy weather, and clouds in the sky. In Chapter 5, we will introduce you to the subject of atmospheric instability and how this contributes to cloud formation and precipitation.